Well, today is October 18th. Today is the feast day of St. Luke. St. Luke is one of the four evangelists, one of the writers of the gospel, as well as the author of the Acts of the Apostles. St. Luke was born in Antioch in Syria. He was of Gentile origin, so he was not part of the Jewish faith. So he was a convert from being a Gentile. He was Greek by his background. And St. Paul tells us that Luke was a physician. He calls Luke our beloved physician. St. Luke is the patron saint of all doctors, all those who work in the medical profession, nurses, EMTs. He's also the patron saint of painters and artists and even butchers. Did you know that? Patron saint of butchers, because his symbol is the ox. You know, each of the evangelists have a different symbol. St. John's is the eagle, and St. Luke is the ox. He was not one of the 12 apostles, but he was a disciple and companion of St. Paul. He traveled with Paul to Macedonia, to Philippi, to Jerusalem, and even to Rome. After the death of St. Paul, St. Luke went to preach the gospel in Greece, and he was martyred for his faith in Greece. That's why we wear the red vestments today. He's a patron saint of painters because it's said that he painted the first portrait, the first image of our Blessed Mother, most likely when he interviewed her to get the information about the Annunciation and the Visitation. As you know, only Our Lady and Angel Gabriel were there, so St. Luke must have gotten this insight and this beautiful description of the Annunciation and Visitation from Our Lady herself. And it said that he painted the image of her on the table, and I believe that is preserved somewhere, perhaps in Rome. Now, St. Luke's Gospel is magnificent. There's 24 chapters. It's written in the most elegant Greek. It's the most beautifully written of all the Gospels. It begins with a magnificent preface to Theophilus. And Luke said he wanted to give an ordered account on the life of Christ. He then goes into the infancy and narrative of Christ. The next section is on the Lord's ministry up in the north in Galilee, and then his travels all the way to Jerusalem, and then Luke concludes with the passion and death of the Lord, and then the resurrection and the appearances of Christ. When you look at the themes of Luke's gospel, we see it was written for Gentile converts to the faith, to Christianity. Unlike Matthew's gospel, which was written for the Jewish converts, St. Luke was writing for the Gentile converts, especially the Greeks. And so Luke's main point is that Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God. He is the Messiah, not only of the Jewish people, but of everyone. He is the Savior of the human race, the Savior of all mankind. Jesus didn't just die for the Jewish people, he died for everyone. That's a common theme in Luke's gospel, this universal mission of Christ. We see that when Simeon said that Christ will be the light of the Gentiles, and we see it when Jesus said, go preach the gospel to all nations. This gospel is also called the gospel of mercy, the gospel of compassion, because the Lord is always seen as the friend of sinners, to Zacchaeus the tax collector, to the good thief on the cross. He tells the story of the prodigal son in Luke's gospel, the lost coin, the lost sheep. Luke's gospel is also called the gospel of women. There's more written about women in Luke's gospel than any other gospel. Anna the prophetess is mentioned, a great deal about Elizabeth, Martha and Mary, the daughters of Jerusalem on the way to the cross, Mary Magdalene, and the widow of Nain. It's also the gospel of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is mentioned 22 times in Luke's gospel. It's the gospel of prayer. Jesus is always praying before his baptism, before choosing his apostles, before the transfiguration in Gethsemane. All throughout, we have the Lord spending time in prayer. And lastly, Luke's gospel has been called the gospel of the poor and the gospel of the Blessed Mother. There's a great deal about the poor, the story of the rich man and Lazarus, the rich fool, the Beatitudes are found in Luke's gospel. And it's the gospel of Our Lady. The Annunciation, the Visitation, the infancy is all given from Our Lady's perspective. See, Matthew gives it from St. Joseph's perspective. Luke gives it from Our Lady's perspective. So not only was Luke a beautiful painter of our Blessed Mother, but he was also painted a beautiful picture of Our Lady in his Gospel. The Gospel of Luke, which I encourage you to read. Only takes about an hour or so, maybe hour and a half, to read through the entire Gospel. Maybe try to do that today on his feast day. You'll see how beautiful it is. And look for those themes: mercy, the poor, prayer, the Holy Spirit, and our Blessed Mother. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Luke. This is the reliquary of the four evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. At the end of Mass, I'll leave it on this little side table. If you go out that door, you can venerate it, either by blessing yourself with the relic, or you can kiss the relic and then wipe it off with a little cloth that I'll leave there. Through the intercession of St. Luke, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.